Here we go.
Observe this 400.
Like many, Sarah Jessica Parker repeats this word on the first of every month for good luck. James McAvoy says the white version. Caitlin.
What is rabbit?
More specific?
Rabbit.
Yes,
rabbit.
That's correct.
Now, first of all, he was wrong because the question says, what word does Sarah Jessica Parker repeat?
Yes.
And
yes.
then she said rabbit. She was right.
Yes.
And then he goes, no, more specific. Rabbit is not the word that she repeats, Colin.
Right.
Rabbit is. But I'm bringing that up because he who shall not be named always says rabbit at the beginning of. And see, it is another sign that he
Voldemort?
Needs to,
Lord Voldemort that, says rabbit?
You know, he needs to watch this show. They even have questions dedicated to him. Speaking.
Too big fatty.
Speaking of, I was going to do this bit where I was going to say, and speaking of big fatty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He who shall not be named.
More specific?
Big Fatty.
Rabbit. Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4581. BFO for Monday the month of...
September.
2025, y'all coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend, which includes a technology report. Big Fatty.
September.
See you when the summer's through.
Here we are,
bye, baby, goodbye.
Saying goodbye at the station.
Bye, baby, goodbye.
Hello, fellas. Big Vinny. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your fellas today because today... in the northern hemisphere, it is meteorological first day of fall, and down there in the future, it is the meteorological first day of spring. So, y'all, be careful if you're in the northern hemisphere. And yes, Big Fatty, we don't need anyone falling. Oh, I've fallen,
and I can't get up.
We're sending help immediately, Mrs. Fletcher.
Can't be too careful, can you?
Oh, happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, now y'all, before I get into the anniversary for today, y'all, I had on my marking calendar that this coming Wednesday was Jim and Gavin's anniversarium. But y'all, Gavin posted last Friday that was their anniversarium. So y'all, I don't know if Gavin doesn't remember or if Big Fatty fucked it up. Big Fatty, I'm guessing you fucked it up. It's probably true. But y'all, today, the 1st of
September,
y'all, it is a very important anniversarium. Y'all, it's one of those, y'all, I think they like to double dip. But y'all, they're out there in the Denver area. Y'all, longtime listeners, or one of them anyway, and they, one of them does the little enormous little show. Y'all, by the way, enormous was on the crossword puzzle the other day. But y'all, I'm talking about none other than Holly and Sarge. Big Teddy, we love Holly and Sarge. So y'all, if you see them on the social media, wish them a happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
apart where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 1st of
September
is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, this person has been a long-time listener of the little show, y'all. When he was living in Tejas, he was our official Tejas State Fire Fried Food Correspondent. And, y'all, he would, he took one for the team, Big Fatty. And, yes, Big Fatty probably led to an oily stool. Well, it could have, but I don't know that for sure. But anyway, he's just as nice a person as you would ever want to meet. I've not met him, but I'm sure he's as nice in person as he is on the computer. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Bjorn. Big Fatty, we love Bjorn. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Bjorn on the social medias, yes, Big Fatty, he's on that blue butterfly. He is. Wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Or, a big old plate of something fried. That sounds delicious, too.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Y'all, now y'all, I gotta tell you, Scotty, Scotty, he's down there in the future. Yes, Big Fatty, he's celebrating the meteorological first day of spring. He is. Scotty posted a picture on I guess it was the blue butterfly. Y'all, they've got the crema cakes. Oh, Big Fatty, we love a crema cake. Oh, I believe they call them puddings. Oh, we love pudding, too. In the clothes. Big Fatty, I thought they only sold clothes. No, this is a different clothes. Oh, okay. And I'm watching the TV machine. And I see an advertisement for Rat World. It's time to make your crema reservations. And they had the choo-choo train and the wreaths and that the rat and all dressed up like Santa Claus. Y'all, by the way. Over the weekend, this is just a little Rat World update. Over the weekend, Flo, who's down there in Jacksonville, Jax is what they call it. She has made a selection of supper club that we're going to on that Saturday the 20th when we drive down and pick her up. Y'all, I don't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but I'll try to remember to tell you on tomorrow's little show. Big Fatty. Y'all, I didn't get my nap today. Y'all, I guess I can just go right over here and I can look and see what the name of the supper club is. Let's just see here. We're going to Calford Chop House, Cowford Chop House. And y'all, it's going to be expensive when they don't post the prices on the www. So y'all, we're looking forward to it. Granny's already said he's going to get a lobster tail and a seafood tower and a tomahawk steak. Big Fatty. Okay. But anyway, y'all, let's see. Last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the little show, and y'all, let's see, Thursday night, y'all, it was the eviction of the Big Brother. Dear Gussie and y'all, that Vince was the head of household. And he had to nominate a new person to, Mickey took herself off the block, so that left the girl with the glasses, Kelly, and Morgan. Still on the block, and y'all, he added Ava, that's the crazy girl with the floppy hat and the flower, and y'all, the three of them battled it out, and it wasn't Ava was up there to begin with. The replacement was Catherine, and Catherine and Ava and Morgan, y'all, they battled it out, and Kelly won, so it was just Catherine and Ava on the block, and y'all, they voted, and they sent Catherine on her way. Big Betty, at least she'll be able to start hooking up again with her cowboy, Riley, yes, something good may come of that. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, I gotta say, they do more disingenuous hugging and crying and everything on this season than I've ever seen before. It's just, let me hug you. I've just thrown you out of the house. Let me hug you. And I won't say who's the new head of household. That was on the Sunday night version. By the way, y'all, I'm recording this very late. It's after 8:30 p.m. in the evening. Big Fatty, did you take your go-to-bed pills yet? No, but I need to. Because y'all, I'll tell you why I'm running a little behind tonight. But y'all had a lovely supper. The Nip and Granny and Durwood and I, y'all, we had... What did we have? We had grilled vegetables that I cooked out on the charcoal grill, not charcoal, the gas grill, along with a cone. And y'all, then I had the stuffed bell peppers as the main course, and I also fixed some fried Brussels sprouts. And then for dessert, coconut cake. Y'all, it was delicious, just delicious. And y'all, after everybody left, I decided I was going to turn on the TV machine because, y'all, it's a college sports ball kickoff weekend and there was a game on. Y'all, I turned on the TV machine and, y'all, it went immediately to level 100 on the... on the volume control, and I'm like, dear Lord. So, y'all, I lowered it back down, and y'all, it just raised itself right back up to 100. And so that was on the TiVo remote, and so I went to the regular TV machine remote, and I lowered it down, and it went right back up to 100. And, y'all, I thought maybe I've got something sticky on the remote or something, and, y'all, I wiped them down, and it still did the same thing. And I said, well, maybe I need to change the batteries. So, y'all, I changed the batteries in both of them. Y'all, it was, it just kept going up, back up to 100. So, y'all, I did a hard restart reset to factory settings on the TV machine. And, y'all, it just went right back up to 100. And I tried to, and then finally, y'all, I gave up. It was going on, it was going on 11 o'clock, and I just said, well, I'll figure it out in the morning. But, y'all, the big news on Friday is that my new computer arrived.
We do. I think. Wait, hold on. Hold on. We can fix that. Let me just fix that really fast. Here, hold on. Break it, fix it, crash it. I can't. I was saying, hold on, on top of that. So, let me get a clean plate. You know, we're professionals here, Adam. Let me get a clean plate for Big Fat.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it.
The Big Fatty Technology segment brought to you by Mix Minus. Check them out at mixminuspodcast.com.
And y'all, the computer arrived and the new keyboard, and y'all, I got me a new mouse to use. And y'all, so I started the migration from the iMac to the new laptop, and y'all, it kept saying, oh, it's going to take 23 hours. And y'all, it did take quite a long time because I was doing it over the airwaves, the what is that, the Wi-Fi, they call it. And so it took a while. And so while I was fiddling with the TV machine and the louds, you know, unable to control all that, the computer finally finished up and... So y'all, it was late when I went to bed on Friday night, and so y'all, I got up Saturday morning, and I decided, well, I'm gonna find the user's manual, and y'all, I found it, and then y'all, I did that, and I had my coffee. Made my coffee, and y'all, I turned on the TV machine, works just fine, like nothing happened. I didn't do nothing. It just was crazy, and then it was not crazy. And so y'all, I'm not gonna, you know, it's like Mr. Tim Kumal. I always have to call him. By the way, Mr. Tim Kumal, I got a e-letter from the Duo thing, security thing, saying that it's going away. I don't know what I need to do. Maybe you can tell me. Freddie, maybe he can do it for you. That's easy. Well, not for him. But anyway, so y'all, Saturday was a sports ball day. Y'all, I fired up the new ESPN app, and I was able to, y'all, they had that league course Cortison on. It was his last game. You know, he puts those heads on when he makes his picks. And y'all, this was his last one. Y'all, the man should have retired several years ago because he's just, you know, he said, yes, we better like listening to the nip. Anyway, so y'all watch that and sports ball all afternoon. Y'all, I'm going to have to finish this up tomorrow. Yes, Big Freddy. Oh, dear, Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, it's Labor Day in the U.S. of A. So y'all, if you are laboring today... thank you. And if you're not, think of it as like preparation for retirement. Y'all, Mr. Cackle. Mr. Cackle has been up there in Maine with Mr. K. And I'm hearing, I hear they were shopping for wedding dresses or something like that. I don't know what it was. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the mix. You know, they'll be here at the villa on Friday. And, Adam, is there anything I should prepare for the visit?
Who shall not be named.
More specific?
Big Fatty.
Oh, yes, Big Fatty. We won't name him, but he's going to be your host.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.